to sleep with pictures of porn hoes on my wall.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm trying to fuck all y'all. Ooh. And the laws of attraction say vision that you'll see it. So I'm trying to close my eyes to see a million bitches screaming. Begging for the semen in front of demon with no tooth. Getting head in the back seat, reflection on the moon roof. Your bitch pussy loose goose, fly like parachute. Hit the booth and now a nigga shining like space boots. Y'all niggas stop her, brown like the space bar. Hit me, go forward, flow tight like a cake star. Y'all whack like a nigga with a fucking rape charge. Never leave a cell cause he gon' get jumped on the yard.
Oh boy, oh boy. Yep.
Speaking of.
Oh, it's such an aggressive song. I love it so much.
We can't sing like 90% of it.
No, not at all. Oh, welcome everybody to another episode of House Sadness, the podcast. I am Jacob Kuban.
Yeah.
And with me as always is...
The gay man. I don't know.
The bad man. Right,
well, starting off early. Yeah. The gay man.
That was fucking...
Yeah.
Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Let him think we have a new co-host.
That's the end of the episode. Yep. Thanks for tuning in. Yep. That's signing off. Kuban and the gay man.
Yep. No, but it's still me, and I hate that I'm me too, so... What's up, buttholes? There we go. Man, we're starting off hot.
Yeah, a little, like actually hot, temperature-wise hot.
Yeah. It's not a good time to be alive.
No, not in California. Not without anywhere, that pool. I missed that fucking pool, man.
Yeah.
We had a pool at the last place, and it was like a game changer.
Yeah.
Where you'd get home from work just sweating ass from sitting in traffic and... You get to hop in the pool and it fucking changed your whole body temperature out. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
But no more of that. And our landlord took the AC unit. We're the only place without an AC unit. So.
Oh, I hate your stuff like that.
Yeah, I know, Tim. It's I got to have a little word with her about it. But
yeah. Well, good luck.
Yeah, it's a very good point. Very, very hard to understand.
I didn't mean
is
like
this
that.
Not up? All the way.
I was gonna say it sounds really, really quiet.
Yeah, there we go. So what have we been up to there?
Now you will go to sleep, or I will put you to sleep.
There we go. It's sorry. The levels are good. I don't know, man. Just being a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
I
went to a wedding in Michigan.
Yeah, let's hear about that.
It was fun, man. I got to hang out with a bunch of people that don't usually get to all hang out at once. I got to see my friends, all together. All together now, you know. I got to see my friends, the band Together. They were there.
Oh yeah, was it U plus sign?
Mm-hmm.
Me equal signs us.
Yeah. They were all there.
Man, we watched that movie.
Oh, it was so bad.
So bad. Yeah.
So bad.
Oh. But
no, it was a really good time. It was just fucking busy. It was so busy.
Yeah.
I flew with my buddy Tony and our buddy Tony, I guess.
Nah, he didn't like me.
And
it's known.
He had booked his tickets ahead of time with his girlfriend, who ended up having to back out. And so,
wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
She, her neck and her back.
Watch your mouth, sweetheart.
Yeah.
That was good.
Double up the fuck down, you pussy! Yeah!
That was a long delay, right?
No.
Because I tapped it, and then like I put my finger back, and I was like, it's not going to play. And then it played.
I don't know. Yeah, but he had booked his tickets with Spirit, and I thought it'd be nicer if he didn't have to travel alone, so I flew with him.
Yeah.
And that was a fucking terrible, awful mistake.
Yeah.
I will never fly Spirit again. I know you and Ortega did when you came to visit, right?
Yeah, it was fine. The one thing that, like, the only bad thing, I guess, was, like, Ortega paid extra to have, like, a pre-bag check or something like that.
Yeah.
No, to have an extra bag. He paid, like, 60 extra bucks, and they didn't even, like, fucking, like, check it or anything.
Hmm?
Yeah. He just, like, walked through. He had two carry-ons. He just walked through, and they're just like,
oh,
okay. Like,
yeah. Because I had to check a bag, and it cost, like, 60 extra bucks.
They
it was fucked up because, he and his girlfriend's idea was to fly with Spirit into Detroit, and that would save them enough money.
Yeah.
instead of flying into GR. But after having to check a bag and then all the other shit we had to do and the rental car and all that fucking shit, it ended up being about the same, if not more, than just flying straight into GR. But it was a good time. You know, it was like a little road trip thing. And my mom... My mom took advantage of the fact that I was flying to Michigan and asked me if I could go fly to Portland first.
Well, I mean, in her defense, it's totally on the way.
Right, right. So, so she asked me to go to Portland. So Thursday, we were flying out originally at 10:30 p.m. And so she booked a ticket to Portland for me and then from Portland back to LAX so that I could go pick up a puppy for her.
Yeah.
And so I did do that. But that was legit the longest day of flying I've ever had. And the dog was great the dog died. The dog died on its way over.
That was a dumb joke.
No, it was great. The dog was great, but shit, it was my hands were full the whole time. I barely got to eat.
Full of shit.
I didn't get to and then at a certain point, Spirit delayed our shit and then kept fucking things up.
That happened on our way back, actually. Yeah, we didn't check, and we were just sitting in LAX for like 6 hours.
Yeah, they just delayed
on
it.
The fucking ground, like trash people.
Yeah. Yeah, they delayed it for an hour and a half, the departure, and then so we're rushing to get through there, and the lines are fucking ridiculous because nobody knows what they're doing, and it's just not a great scene.
Yeah.
And I've got the dog in its crate for way too long, and the poor thing, so I have to let it out real quick to. Yeah. Go to the bathroom, but then we're on a fucking 4.5 hour flight, which they then delay while we're on the tarmac for another hour and a half. So this poor fucking dog, like halfway through the flight, starts screaming at me and yipping and barking. So I hold it out on my lap. And then the last like half an hour of the flight, last half hour, I put it back in it pisses all over the crate. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. It'll soak it up. I had some pee pads or whatever in there. And then all of a sudden, it just starts shitting everywhere.
Oh,
and just like diarrhea all over the place. And then it's like eating it. And so it's little white puppy covered in dog shit.
Covered in
Tootsie
Rolls.
My hands are fucking covered in dog shit. And then people are like, oh, the dog shit. Oh, no. Oh, everybody around me is just fucking hating my guts. Yeah. And I feel so bad because this poor fucking dog is just... It's traumatizing. I'm sure it was fucking awful for the pooch. And so then we get off the plane. I rush over to the service dog area, and I got to give her a bath in fucking cold water sink. So she's even more freaked out. And it was just a bummer for her. And then she just had diarrhea all fucking day the whole way back. So we kept having to stop all the fucking time to let the dog shit, piss.
To let the dog out.
To let the dogs out.
Yeah, there you go.
And it was whatever. And then we got her home. She's doing great now. My mom is in love with her like crazy. She's fucking cute as shit, and she's a little fucking maniac. Her name is Willow. She's a little white miniature bull terrier. So good. It was good. So it was interesting because I've never done anything like that, and I was fucking exhausted. Mm-hmm. And so then I get in. We fucking get into like Grand Haven to bring the dog to my mom. Shit, what time was it? Like noon or one? Something 69. Like that. It was like 69 o'clock.
Yeah.
And we get in, and I have to be over to check into the hotel by like 5 in GR. And then after that, I go right to Jamie's work, the Fifth Street Hall, because I have a show there.
Yeah.
And so I just no sleep.
Jamie Fatford.
Yeah, no sleep for like fucking... Since I woke up at like 4:30 on
Brooklyn.
Thursday morning. Fuck you. I don't like them very much.
Me neither.
I never got the hype really that I don't know.
They're just white dudes.
Not for me.
Oh man, did you hear what they almost named one of their CDs?
Uh-uh.
I'll tell you off air because it's bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Something like, it's like hello and then the F-A word.
Really?
Yeah. The full one, not even abbreviated. Yeah. Yeah, they almost named one of their CDs that.
Hello, faggots?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, or something like, it's something, that word, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's a little aggressive.
I know.
It's a little aggressive to do on a CD cover.
Yeah.
Shit. All right.
Yeah, it's, I would say it's,
Yeah. I guess so.
Aggressive.
I enjoy, that is, yeah, that's true. You can, I mean, you can
beat me,
fuck me, or get fucked by me. You can watch me fuck something.
Either any of those.
Yeah, but sorry to digress.
No, that's fine.
How was the show?
The show was great. It was a lot of fun. I got to see a lot of cats from Grand Rapids, a lot of the comics and shit. And
yeah.
A lot of good cats on the lineup, and it was a good long show. I got to close it out and do like 30, and so it's always fun to be able to get up there and do shit, but then also goof around and
yeah,
get weird. And I was fucking in a different world. I was drunk and tired as shit.
Oh, yeah. Delirious.
Didn't eat anything because it was like you get past that point of being hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a lot of fun. It was weird. And then my friend Tony came with, and then we ended up going out and shit with my friend Melissa afterwards. And it was a good time. And then fucking next morning, up right away. Oh, shit. I forgot. I Uh-oh. Stole.
Here we go.
I accidentally stole Nikki, Deggy's fiance's purse.
Yeah.
So I ended up back at his place for like a nightcap at like fucking 2:30 in the morning or something.
Uh-huh.
And I was carrying all my friend Melissa's like bags and shit.
Yeah.
So I had them all sitting there and we're at the table hanging out with Deggy and stuff. And so when I go to leave, I just grab all these bags and I grab this purse and I get back to the hotel room. Well, I stopped at a convenience store first and got some jerky and some all rye Gardettos.
Yeah, you did.
And then just like shut myself in the bathroom and ate them by myself in the bathroom so that I wouldn't wake up everybody else, but still very odd thing to do.
Uh-huh.
And then the next morning I was like, "Hey Melissa, I got all your stuff, all three things." And she's like, "Oh, awesome." And then she was like, "Can you hand me my purse?" Tony puts the purse on the bed and she was like, "Kuban, that's not my fucking purse."
Yeah.
I was like, "Ha ha ha, very funny." And she's like, "No, I'm not kidding, that's not my fucking purse." So then my buddy Tony goes in and he's like, "Who's Nicole Shastri?" And I was like, "Oh my God, fucking Deggy's fiance."
Yep. And you'll give it back to her as a wedding gift.
Yep.
Mm. Getting in that pussy hole.
Yep.
He'll be, I think. The wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get, what?
Getting all in that Deggy? Pussy hole?
Was it? Yeah, I think so for the first time, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. They're waiting until the marriage. I'm proud of them.
And then,
good Christian boy, Adam Deggy.
Yeah, he's ate the most of Jesus' body ever.
That is true.
You know, but yeah, and then it was jump just shot all is like all like wedding shit after that. So
yeah,
man, this has been really easy telling bing, this ding, fling, flung, whole thing.
I know. I was like, I've been really
helping quite a bit with me. You're telling this.
Yeah, I was. I got nothing.
It didn't sound like you have nothing.
What?
It didn't sound like you have nothing.
I just got itchy fingers.
Oh, I got you. Okay. So yeah, I guess that was it with that. So good weekend, just fucking busy as shit. Got home tired as fuck. So
good wedding and stuff.
Yeah, it was great. Everything went real smooth, and I got all dressed up, groomsmen up, and all that shit, and had a good time, and yeah.
Ooh.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, man.
It was fun. I wish I could have stayed a little longer. There's some cats that I got to hang out with that I don't get to see enough, and it's always a fucking good reminder of how much fun they are, and then also a good reminder when you get home of how fucking lonely you are.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Where you're just like, oh cool, so I have like no friends here.
Yeah, I was sitting here. I was like, I got no
nobody.
What do I do?
Chance, you had your chance and you gobbled its balls.
You're off completely on all of these sound effects.
I'm not trying to do a lead in. I'm just doing fun. Oh,
okay, I gotcha.
No, there's no fucking rhyme or reason to any of this.
They can kiss my fat vagina.
Well, that one just makes sense for any part whatsoever.
That is true, but you know,
what'd you do? What did you do? What did you do while I was gone there, bud?
Not much. I just sat around. I wasn't feeling great.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Took it easy.
Take it easy.
Yeah. I did go to Adults Only once for about an hour. It's not a good solo bar.
No. No, it's not. It's a fun bar, though.
Yeah, it's a great bar. We ended up there last night.
Was it packed?
Yeah. And there was like a DJ and shit. And like,
I don't fuck with that.
I was there for probably about a half hour, and there was all the seats at the bars were taken.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sitting on the couch by the entrance, and like just going through my notes.
Just by yourself?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then this girl came up to me, and it was her and two other girls, and they're all just like fucked up.
Oh,
like, slurring their words, like, "Can you take a picture of us?" And like I tried to take a picture of them, and they kept doing the thing, like they wanted to, like, on three they had their back turns and then turned, and then on three they wanted to, like, whip their head around, and then that's when they wanted me to take.
So like the hair picture was like
yes. So I don't know what they're going for.
Man, how are you gonna do that in the fucking dark?
Yeah. Well, not only that, like they were like the TV screen with porn is like right up on in the corner, so like that's where the camera lens is going to.
Oh, and so it's the yeah.
I'm trying to coordinate three very inebriated girls to turn at the same time, and they all just kept going, "Oh, this looks like shit. Oh, this is fucking terrible." And one of them, like when she like whipped her head around, almost like fell over every time. And I'm like, It took like five minutes. And then people are walking through because it's right in the entryway. And I was like, this is fucking awful. Then I was like, okay, well, I was like, they're like, this is good enough. Then like I gave them their phone back. And like right before, like not even like, like as I'm walking away, but like I'm still there. They're like, this looks like shit. We got to get someone else.
And oh,
like,
my God.
I was like, cool.
Cool. All right.
Yeah. I don't know
what you expected. Like some fucking...
Yeah,
long drawn out thing from a dude sitting on a couch by himself. Yeah. Like you're fucking.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Hidden talent.
Nope.
Oh, let me get out my pictures. DSLR real quick.
Yeah, you guys are in. Yeah. So that was about it. I don't know. I didn't do
all right.
Because you know me.
Well, speaking of girls.
Sure.
Let's get a little bit with them, get a little something there, with bangs, get a little something there, and that's so what they wouldn't fuck me.
There it is.
Great timing.
I know. I know. All right.
All right.
Are we in this segment?
We're in the segment of WFM.
Yes.
OMFG. WFM.
Sure.
ELQRT.
All right. Let's kill myself already. This first lady who wouldn't fuck me is Kristen Bell. Mm. Kristen Bell. Everyone knows her. Veronica Mars and shit. She wouldn't fuck me. Not even if I wrote Chips 2. Chips wrecked.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh, there yeah. you go.
Hey, you little, like that pull?
A little spousal. Just a little spousal.
God, that movie was not good.
It wasn't great. It wasn't I'll tell you, though, like, from every... I heard so much negative shit about it. Yeah. I expected it to be, like, unbearably bad.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not good, yeah. But it wasn't, like, obnoxious
yeah.
bad. It wasn't good, though. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the times we live in, man. Everything's either the best or the fucking worst thing ever, so.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really get around that too much.
Nope.
This, okay. So this girl, this first wouldn't fuck me here. I think I just really like her handle. No, I'm going to go with somebody else.
Okay.
Wow. I know. I'm trying.
I'm filling dead air.
There's this girl named Rose_Mo.
Oh, you fucking asshole.
What?
I almost...
You still can.
It's fine. Yeah, that's true. That's
true. Rose_Mo, who's very much tatted up and... Rose Mo. Rose Mo. Mike Tyson is a Rose Mo.
There he is.
But Rose Mo wouldn't fuck me. Not even if... We'd been friends for quite some time. There had always been a bit of sexual tension and flirting between us. We had both broken up with our most recent partners. We just ate some of the tastiest crab rangoons in existence, downed a handful of Black Cherry Mike's Hard Lemonades, and had been watching World Star Vinecom's videos all night.
Ooh.
Even after that, she wouldn't fuck me.
Yeah, I mean, how... I think because she'd just be dry, because she's been squirting all fucking night with... With a night like that, with a lineup like that,
yeah, that's true.
Fucking Niagara Falls,
just got, you know? Just wore it all out.
There it is.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Anyways,
Rose Mo.
Yeah. This next lady, Jennifer Lopez.
Ooh.
Sure, why not? I don't know. She wouldn't fuck me, not even if she was Jenny from my cock.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what? Well, that would mean she's your daughter.
No. No, it's not like she's like literally from my
from
cock.
My cock. Okay.
It's like she's there so often that she lives there.
Oh, I got you.
It's her address. Okay. Jesus Christ, Kuban.
I'm sorry. It sounds more like from your cock.
I draw the line at incest.
Yeah, so do I, and most people do as well.
Drawing that line in the sand with my penis.
Oh, yeah. Okay. There you go. With your dad's penis.
Yeah, sure. Why not? No, I'm all about the incest. But no, you know what? Fine. If she was my daughter, yes.
She still wouldn't fuck me.
Still, yeah, okay? That's true. Yeah, she probably.
All right,
let's see. My
oops.
My last wouldn't fuck me here is a girl. This girl who's very cold. She looks very cold.
How cold is she? Wow.
She's so cold. I guess I could have just gone.
Yeah, exactly. I was trying to help you out. That was
she's
a
so
classic
cold
setup.
That she wouldn't fuck me.
Uh-huh.
Not even if I owned a coat.
Oh.
Oh. Ooh, no rhyme or reason for that shit.
No, I liked it. Ooh, sorry.
No, that's all right.
My goodness, that dude is gay.
Okay, and on that note,
let's just fucking kill ourselves.
I've been trying.
Oh, that's fine.
Slowly.
Yeah.
I'm taking the slow rope. Slow road. Rope. Slow rope.
Row, row your boat gently into the abyss.
Hey, there it is.
Merrily, 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 merrily. Life's a piece of shit. All right, you ready?
I like that.
Thanks, dog. I just thought of it.
Okay, and on that note, we're going to take a quick break with 90 seconds of...
Oh, my God.
Becky, look at her tits.
The citizen... Canine of movies.
Oh,
who's
shit
on fire right now?
There he goes.
Someone call Bob and Cal.
Somebody don't put him out.
And now for the grand finale, kids! I warned you! You had your chance!
A dog who needed a home. A boy who needed a friend.
Boy. Good boy.
And the game that brought them together.
You like basketball? Mom, do you remember when I used to have a hamster? You want another hamster? Not exactly.
Hey, boy, come again! Come again!
No way.
This summer, the dog is in the house. Story of two unlikely friends who saw their shot.
What the heck's going on here?
Ain't no rules in the dog can't play basketball.
Y'all ready for this?
And took it.
Yes! You're Michael Jordan.
Even more amazing than the Timberwolves' miraculous mid-season turnaround is Buddy. But this is no ordinary golden retriever.
I can't believe you got my dog.
For the underdog in all of us.
Can someone cover that dog?
Y'all ready for this?
Air Bud.
Does he dribble? No, but he might drool a little bit.
Well. If you had your stopwatch at home, that was a little longer than 90 seconds.
It was pretty much 120 of them seconds.
Our bad.
I don't care. I love that
seriously,
movie.
Seriously, can someone cover that fucking dog?
What's your favorite movie where animals play human sports? That's the real question.
I'm partial to MVP, the most
really
valuable primate. Yeah, like
I don't think I ever saw it all the way through.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's got a... it's a dude from Friends.
He's in it, Matt Perry.
Perry.
No, he's
no.
Not.
It's the who's Joey.
Oh, is I don't know Joey? His name. Yeah,
I don't know. That dude's in it.
Matt LeBlanc. That's not mm-hmm. right. No, I don't know.
I have no fucking movie. Clue.
I don't know.
He's in it though. I'm pretty sure he's in one of
fucking
them.
Fucking awful.
He's in the baseball one, isn't he? The primate one. They have baseball, hockey, and
skateboarding.
Damn, you can't skateboard.
I didn't know the monkey played baseball.
Yeah, in one of them he plays baseball.
Wow.
I don't think I ever saw one of those all the way through, though.
Yeah.
I just wasn't into them as much.
Yeah, me neither, but, you know, when you got nothing. Sure.
I don't think I have any monkey noises.
No, that's fine.
That one's annoying.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
All right, so we are doing a new bit this episode, and it's really stupid.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it. I order a ton of Chinese food, like way more than I should.
Yeah, probably.
I got to cut back.
Yeah.
Especially this week, I've had... It's just because I finally found a place that has the best crab rangoons out here.
Yeah.
That I have found, and so it's hard. I did the thing yesterday... Or this weekend where I'm still trying to find the best General Tso's chicken. And I haven't. I came close, I think, with Kung Pao Bistro.
Yeah.
But I ordered from two different places this weekend.
Yeah.
And had the chicken delivered from one place and the crab rangoons from another just because I couldn't.
Because why not, you know?
And it was for the best because Kung Pao Bistro's crab rangoons are shit.
Yeah.
But their General Tso's is pretty good. And they have this thing called firecracker chicken that was really good.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. There's a... What is it? They have... Oh, fuck. What's that action figure? Robot Chicken. Apparently, that's where the name came from.
Oh, the TV show?
Yeah.
Really?
It was from that Kung Pao Chicken place.
Wow. Yeah. Well, they should sue.
Well, I think it was like an homage,
sure. No, they should sue. Seth Green has had it.
Yeah. Sure, that'll work out great.
Yeah.
But, so we end up with a ton of these fortunes... From the fortune cookies.
Yep.
And so we're gonna work them into this little bit. It's called Fortune Fellers.
Oh yeah.
And because we're a couple of fortune fellers.
Sure.
And so I gotta pull the thing up.
Oh, the list?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I had some sound effects loaded so I can push them, but I don't. So how was your day?
So we're gonna read these fortunes in a bunch of different ways, being fortune fellers and all.
That's not on the list.
Ooh. Yeah, you can say it out loud if you want.
No, I will.
So this first one.
Yep.
This first one is called Fortune Yellers.
Okay.
So here's the here first we go. Fortune. You will inherit a large sum of money. That was fucking way too loud. I don't know if I should yell like that.
Am I doing the same thing?
No, now you can do a different one.
Okay, I'm going to do Fortune Old Yellers.
Oh, there you go.
So, it is better to have a hen tomorrow than an egg today.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay, that's a little much.
Oh, is it? I'm sorry, you just shot a dog in the face.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
What was it? So these haven't even been a fortune yet.
No, dude. Like, one just says you will inherit a large sum of money. They're just fucking riddles. Or just like, hey, I don't know. It's just fucking
they're
like...
just statements mostly now.
Yeah. Okay. Good fortune. Hey, you look good. That's all. I don't know.
That's pretty much all it is. Like, that one said you're going to inherit a large sum of money.
Compliments.
Okay.
Or just dreams.
Here's another one here. This is called Fortune Spellers.
Ooh, okay.
Y-O-U-R space... L-I-F-E space W-I-L-L space B-E space H-A-P-P-Y space A-N-D space P-E-A C-E F-U-L period space smiley face. And forgot the smiley face at the beginning.
And what is that spell?
So I gotta say it all over again.
Okay.
Your life will be happy and peaceful.
Cool. That saved way longer.
No, nope, that was it.
Mm. Okay, well, I guess... what should I do? Fortune... Oh, it's fortune smellers, eh?
Yeah, there you go. Right. You'll be a fortune smeller.
So, your luck will soon be at a high point. Smells like pussy.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Okay. Can do.
Here we go.
All right. Do another one here?
Sure.
Okay, this one's called... I don't know. This one's called Fortune Dellers.
Oh, I like this.
And it starts like this. Dude, you're getting a fortune. You know, like the dude from the Dell commercials?
Yeah.
Fortune Dellers, you guys. Yeah. Health and happiness are in your destiny. Dude, you just got a fortune.
I like it. This dude.
I'm sorry.
No, it was good.
I just wanted to say dude again.
I have a Dell. It sucks.
Yeah.
This one is Fortune Gellers.
Well, there you go.
So, you know, I'm gelling. Are you gelling? Dr. Scholes.
I'm not gelling yet. Trying to be. I'm about to be gelling.
Inserts and shit. The people... Oh, the will of the people is the best law. Okay, what is this, fucking V for Vendetta?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. Anyways, I'm gelling. Are you gelling? Fortune Gellers.
I'm jealous of that fortune.
Yeah.
You know, I'm jealous that there wasn't a better one.
Oh, that was... I fucked it up.
No, it didn't matter either way. We're both gelling. Gellers.
Yeah, we're both.
This one's called Fortune Helen Kellers.
Oh, boy.
Alright.
Yeah.
That's the way the news goes.
That one might have been...
Okay.
That one might have been a little much.
Yeah.
So
that's why I was avoiding it.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was that new bit. Oh, there's one more. It's called Fortune Sellers.
Yeah.
You want to buy this fortune, dog?
No.
Why not?
Give me 200. It's a good fortune. 200, 300, 400.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. And health and happiness are in your destiny. 7, 12, 26, 35, 45, 7.
Sold
to the
to the
gay man.
There we go. Yes. Give me that shit.
Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad we didn't leave with that.
Yeah. That awkward one.
The awkward one. Yeah.
Sorry about that. We'll edit it out.
No way.
I know.
I'm just going to be known as a piece of shit.
Oh, Greece.
All right. Well, that was Fortune Fellers.
Yeah.
We'll probably do that again at some point and maybe come up with some more rhymes, even though I don't know how many there are.
Yeah. We'll scrape the barrel, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Which you guys are very used to. And so now at this point, you're talking to the thing.
Talking into the thing.
We're going to take a quick commercial break with 30 seconds of,
Sirens.
We're just going to listen to these.
Nah, man.
Oh, yeah. 30 seconds of an anti-drug commercial with a talking dog.
Yes.
Hey, Lindsay. I wish you didn't smoke weed. You're not the same when you smoke. And I miss my friend. I'll be outside.
Is it over?
No, not yet. Now it's over.
Oh. You are the one.
It doesn't really work as well. I think you could pick up on the fact that it was a dog even through radio, right?
Yeah.
There was definitely a dog there.
Yeah.
But I don't know if everyone would assume the dog was the one that's talking.
I think they did. If they didn't, they're stupid.
Oh, yeah. I did say that there was a talking dog at the beginning, too, but
yeah.
It definitely works as better as a TV commercial. So you guys really are missing out.
Yeah.
Sorry. So look it up if you really are interested.
Lick, lick, lick my balls!
Or you can always...
Yeah, say that all the time.
Do that.
Yes. Sorry about that. That was a little rude.
No, that's okay.
It's okay.
So now we're going to go back to a bit that we haven't done...
In a while. The old, how does that song go?
I don't know. I feel like I've constantly just got songs getting stuck in my head and I just can't get them out. I've got this one that it's just like, it's just like, I just want to die. I just want to die. What's
let
that?
That noose around me, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'll kick my legs till they're shaky.
There, yeah. That's the one I'm thinking of. What is that? Do you know?
No, I do not.
I just want to die.
I feel like there's some bad.
What I really, really want.
There we go.
That's what I want, what I really, really want.
Yes. I think the lead singer's
Mark McGuire.
I was gonna say Mark. I was trying to make a craft pun, but the only thing I could think of was pie chart, and I was like, "That's dumb."
Yeah. I don't know. Life. You don't have any idea what it is?
Nope, not a fucking clue, because I'm a dipshit piece of AIDS. Okay. So, no.
Well, I guess I'm one's just going to hang out there in the air.
Yeah, no, it's Sugar Ray. Fly me.
To the moon?
Fly me to the moon, then I'll jump off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it sounds familiar. He sang a lot about suicide.
Did he?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he has a whole song where he just says, I just want to die.
Oh, yeah, he does. Oh, yeah.
Weird. I don't know. I'll look into it. He named it Fly, too, which
someone is give him a
really strange because yeah. It should be called Die.
Mm-hmm.
Or Suicide.
Maybe he just didn't want to. It was a little on the nose for him.
Yeah, that's
maybe,
a good point.
Maybe he was like, Fly, you're going to be an angel after you die.
There you go.
Because he's deep.
Yeah.
You know?
That's and a good point.
And he's got frosted tips.
You got to look into things a little bit more than that. Yeah.
Yeah. Poetry and stuff, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, I got this stupid song. My buddy Mitch Thalen reminded me of it. It's just been fucking rolling around the old cranium
mm-hmm.
for like a couple of years now. But it's something like "Suck My Cock."
Hmm.
Oh, suck my cock. You know, I think it was like in a Ford commercial.
It makes
for
me
a
think
minute.
Of trucks. Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
What is that? That's truck, oh shit,
Truck Nuts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the theme song of Truck Nuts.
Yes,
that's what it was, by Bob Saget.
Yeah,
Truck Nuts by Bob Saget.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I remember that. No, oh. It's one more time. What is it? I just can't picture it, place it quite yet. Just need it one more time.
Suck my cock.
Hmm.
Oh, suck my car.
Oh, that was yeah. That. Okay. No, yeah, yeah, it's Like a Rock by Bob Seger.
Yeah, yeah. The old Sieg.
Yeah, of course, that's
Saint
that's
Seger.
That's how yes. It goes.
Yes. Good.
Yeah.
Good pull.
I remember.
Good
pull, I remember that. I used to listen to that. Song in the truck with my biological father.
Gay.
often.
Good for you, man.
There's this other one that we used to listen to all the time in that truck where it was like...
oh, how'd it go?
It was like... knock, knock, knocking on Kevin's door. Hey, 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 are you there? Knock, knock, knocking on Kevin's door. Does that sound familiar?
Not really.
Hmm.
Who's the Kevin we're talking about?
The Kevin from Home Alone.
Oh. I was thinking Kevin Federline.
Mm-mm. You were thinking incorrectly.
Or Kevin from the Backstreet Boys.
Nope. Still wrong. Still very wrong.
Do we need to talk about Kevin?
We
already talked about him?
We already talked about him. I already told you what Kevin it was, so I don't know why you're still guessing.
What about Kevin Nash,
mm-mm-mm.
The wrestler?
Nope. Sorry.
What about Kevin Westcott, the hockey player?
No. Uh-uh. Nope.
What about... I'm all out of Kevins. So, one more time. What are we doing to doors?
Knock, knock, knocking on Kevin's door. Hi, hey, hey, are you there? Knock, knock, knocking on Kevin's door.
Let me open that door and give you an answer.
Yes, please help.
It's knock, knock, knocking on Heaven's door. Heaven's, I don't know.
Is
what
that the full title?
I don't know what the fucking song's
it's
called.
Knocking on Heaven's Door.
It's Guns N' Roses,
Guns
right?
And
yeah,
Roses.
I don't know what the fucking song's called.
I don't
it's
either.
Probably that's called I'm... Heaven's Door or like Welcome to My House.
I think it's just called Knocking on Heaven's Door, right?
Sure.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
Should be Kevin's.
It's probably
if you're going to change the lyrics.
Yeah, it's probably like December Snow or whatever.
I don't know why everybody keeps doing that. Yeah. Fucking name your songs correctly, people, okay? Yeah. Sugar Ray, get your fucking shit together. Yeah.
Well, speaking of getting your shit together,
Sugar Free Ray, Sugar Ray Leonard,
sugar tits,
sugar tits. There you go.
Yeah. Speaking of getting your shit together, this next one, man. Oh my god, really, really just sticking in my craw right now. You know, it's everyone can see the chode that they suck on is paved in mold.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
I don't know what it is. Yeah. Oh, you thought there was more?
How is it? Yeah, I thought there was more.
Oh, there was more.
You paused a little bit. Like there was more.
Oh, yeah, there is more, but it's not good.
Okay.
It's anyone can see the chode that they suck on if is paved in mold.
It sounds familiar. It sounds so familiar, like we just heard it last week.
Anyone can see that Battletoads is fucking hard. I don't know.
Huh. Battletoads is hard. That was a hard game.
That wasn't until everyone, the rhythm, though.
Oh, dude. It's
Yep.
It's The Way by Fastball.
Oh, these hot balls. Doggity dog.
It's This Way by My Balls.
Ooh.
It's,
they are fast.
Yeah, that's true. Swinging them.
Okay, man. But for this next one, I know.
Wait, I have one more before we get into this one.
Okay,
yeah. Because I've been hearing this.
But a mutual one.
I feel like I got, I got this one that I've been hearing on commercials. I think it's really popular. I just can't get it out of my head. It's like this. All I do is jizz inside of butts.
And it stays there. Yeah. It doesn't come out unless you...
All I do is jizz inside of butts. And then it stays there. And it stays there.
What is that? Down.
Up, down, butts.
Yeah.
All I do is jizz. No matter what. I got my...
I don't know the rest
of the song. Do you know what the song it is?
I don't know. I think
we'll have to sit on that one.
This pains me. Then I don't know.
I'm gonna have to keep my cornhole puckered.
Yes,
on that one. Uh-huh. So okay, what was this other one that you're talking about?
Dude, we were okay. Yeah. This one, we both just are befuddled. So it's up to you, listeners, to help
us out. I know the one you're talking about. Do you want me to start it off?
Sure. I could. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, you start it off. Your start's probably better than mine.
Yeah. So it's like. Yeah, we've been talking about this all week just because we can't get it out of our heads. We went to 8 baseball games.
Yeah,
last Thursday, and it's just for some reason it's been stuck in my head since the baseball game. I don't get it. Yeah, but it's like
I feel like we hear this at sporting events or like after Toby Keith comes. You know?
Yeah, like squirts.
Yeah,
yeah.
A red solo cup.
I fill you up with my semen.
Yeah.
All right.
That's already better than that.
The other. He legit has a lyric in that song where he's like, he says some dumb shit and he's like, and you ain't got a pair of testicles if you like drinking from glass.
No, he...
Yes, he does.
Does he realize that beer bottles are made out of glass?
No way, dude. You got to pour it into a red solo cup instead.
Fuck you.
Oh, that's the funniest fucking line in the world to me.
It's spit everywhere.
You ain't
too.
Got a pair of testicles if you like drinking from glass. So good.
I love that, like, just the idea of that, like, he's just like, I'm such a man, I can't drink from a fucking glass because it looks like a dick.
Like, and,
fucking, well, you know, plastics, like, pussy and shit.
It could be, you could have like a fucking tall draft.
Yeah.
Why is that? I don't know. He's crazy, man.
Man of the
Kobe
people,
teeth.
Right?
Okay, so yeah, sorry. Okay, so we got, no, I'm sorry. I got distracted too. Okay, so it's this, I think this starts off. It's
here,
like,
we go. Let's hear it.
Okay, I'm pretty sure this is it. It's like, okay. Oh, hey, can you see my severe overbite.
Ooh, I like that.
That's all I know from the beginning.
From the beginning? You know,
let
me fast forward a little bit because I got some parts that are stuck in my head.
Yeah, because I feel like we've been having a hard time putting it all together, but we have pieces.
Yes.
That I think we could get it.
I think so.
With our powders combined.
I got a Who's Broad Stripes and Bill Mars.
Hmm.
Rupi Carroll, let's fight. You know, I'll fucking beat the shit out of Pete Carroll.
Okay.
Seahawks coach.
Man, fuck.
Fuck Pete Carroll. I don't know. He's fine.
It's not ringing anything. What else?
No? You want the next one?
Yeah, because I think the only other one I have is like the very end.
Okay. I got one. It's, and the Rockets, Ric Flair.
Woo!
There it is. Oh, boy. I like that. That was a clip and a half.
That fucking sucked.
Oh, they should call it. We're the LA Clippers. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. Hey.
Yeah, please. Yeet. That's good enough.
That'll do it. Yeet would have been way
and,
better.
I think the. The second half of that verse, it goes, the bombs bursting in Cher. You know that broad?
Yeah.
I like Cher. No,
yeah,
I don't.
She shoves pipe bombs up her ass all the time, right?
Yeah.
That's what that line is from.
Fucking, yeah, they're just bursting, you know, like you. And all you do is jizz and butts.
All I do is jizz inside of butts.
Cher's butt.
And it shares butt.
There you
and
go.
It shares butt.
If you believe, that's my butt. That's my butt. If you believe, that's my butt. It's my butt.
Oh, I like that.
I can feel something inside me say, I really can't shoot it out.
Oh, I can feel something inside me there. I think it might be a Cubans come.
Oh, I was going to say spunk.
Poo-poo spunk.
There we go.
There you go. Okay.
Frosted turds.
Okay, what's the last...
What else could you know?
So I think this is like the last line.
Yeah? Well, lay it on me, sister.
The last or the second to last line of that song. It's like... for the band. Wait, fucking, what is it?
Uh-oh.
For the band with a flea and the homo they save. Isn't that? I think I fucked the actual rhythm. For the band with a flea and the homo they save. Play Perfect. Balls.
Play with my balls.
Play balls. Play balls.
Yes, I like it. You know, I don't think I can tell you the name of the song, but I think I might know who wrote it.
Who?
I thought I was gonna have some. The only thing I can think of is Francis Scott Key and Peele, but that's dumb.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm pretty sure.
Sounds familiar. It feels.
Pretty sure
it
was Cher.
Feels like a song I've known since elementary school.
Yeah, I feel like I should put my hand over my cock and then my, you know. I mean, my heart.
Uh huh.
I feel like I should
my heart on.
Yeah.
Hey, poop.
Fart in my hand and then put it over my chest. You know, my heart. I don't know.
Sorry.
Yeah, sick of this toilet humor.
It's trash. It's all trash. Yeah. This whole episode's going down the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I think we might have to just give up on that one. I might call my second grade teacher.
Yeah.
An asshole.
Yeah, I think I might go, you know, fucking string myself up from a flagpole.
Yeah, yeah. That'd
see
be good.
Happens.
Yep. But just I think next time I touch the ground, I'm going to light myself on fire.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll make sure you're folded correctly.
Thank you.
Man, a lot of suicide references from me in this show.
Yeah, just
episode,
in general,
yeah,
in life.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
it's about that time where, hey, guess what, motherfuckers? Didn't write a goddamn thing down.
Neither one of us did.
Oh, come on, Jesus. Guys.
Jesus thesis.
Oh God.
So we got
that's a sour memory.
Fucking.
Do you want to talk about it?
No.
Me neither.
Maybe next episode.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Bums
we got
me out.
Fucking.
It's not. I mean,
it was just a kick in the
sucks.
Cunt.
It's a total
really
kick
was.
In the cunt. Yeah. What's the So what are we naming this episode here? What did
I legit did not.
What did we get up to, you guys?
Do you believe if it shares butt?
Do you believe it's my butt? It's my butt. if you believe it's butt, it's my butt.
Yeah.
She shares butt.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying.
We're
to
doing a lot of butt.
Yeah. Or the other thing I can think of is jizz. But I'm trying to think of things that weren't.
Yeah, maybe not.
You know, too dirty.
Fortune Helen Keller's.
No, we don't want to do that.
We don't want to bring that.
That'll invite some. That'll invite some fucking. I don't know.
I completely understand what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't know. I got a fucking piss though.
well, how about
it's fucking hot.
What's the Truck Nuts by Bob Saget?
Suck my cock.
Truck Nuts by Bob Saget, right?
Truck Nuts. Yeah, sure. Or Truck Nuts. Or what was that Toby Keith lyric?
Oh my God! And you ain't got a pair of testicles if you like drink from glass. Just that's the whole title?
That's a long title.
That's all right. Well, I can
do that.
We'll do that as the title.
And you ain't got a pair of testicles if you like drinking from glass.
Oh.
That dude is gay.
Sarah's up. That's her name, right?
She hollering at me?
I think she's hollering. Yeah, she needs a ride.
Shit, dude.
All right.
Okay, you guys. Well,
sorry about everything.
I'm less sorry. I'm getting less and less sorry every time we do this. But thanks for listening, you guys. My name is Jacob Alan Kuban, and that's my Twitter handle as well. Yeah. ALAN.
KZ_Zotter, all lowercase. Don't follow me or anything. I don't know. I don't care. I hate myself.
I do more stuff on Instagram than Twitter.
My life. Yeah, I like Snapchat. But
what's your Snapchat?
It's just my name.
Oh, is it?
It's two.
So okay. Yeah, go to moistjunk.com. Check that out. There's still a thing if you rate and review.
Oh, free koozies. Oh, yeah.
You can get a free koozie.
Yeah, we did get a new review.
Oh, very nice.
We have to hit up that person and send...
free koozie.
Yeah, so thank you, Jordan.
Jordan. For the free koozie.
Bro. Yeah.
You're getting it. I'm into it.
Sure.
All right, you guys. Well, we will see you next time. And in the meantime...
You ain't got a pair of testicles if you like drinking from glass.
Yep. I like that fucking lyric where he's like begging for the semen from the demon with no tooth. It's good.
Oh, yeah. Here we go with.
So, Danny, take her away.
Sleep with pictures of porn hoes on my wall.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm trying to fuck all y'all. And the laws of attraction say vision that you'll see it. So, I'm trying to close my eyes to see a million bitches screaming. Begging for the semen from a demon with no tooth.
Yeah.
Getting head in the back seat, reflection on the moon roof. The bitch pussy loose goose, fly like parachute. Hit the booth and now a nigga shining like space dust. Y'all niggas subpar, brown like the space bar. Hit me go forward, flow tight like a cake star. Y'all whack like a nigga with a fucking rape charge. Never leave his cell cause he gon' get jumped on the yard. I met a bitch and now she got a wedding ring. We fucking hoes together on $1,000 sex swing. They use toys, I sniff coke and watch while I'm jerking on my dick. Prina and all on my socks. Broads all abroad wanna take their brows off just to squeeze on their nipple while they suck a nigga off. Real heavy with the spit. I'm feeling like the Black Brad Pitt. I'm the Black Brad Pitt. The Black Brad Pitt. All these bitches on my deck. I'm the Black Brad Pitt. The Black Brad Pitt. The Black Brad Pitt. All these bitches on my deck. I'm the Black Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt. How out. Brad Pitt. Bitch. 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 She said Brown use a freaky ass nigga. Nigga. Licking on my deck while I'm splitting on the sweatshirt. Busting in her hair. Never shave my pubes, bitch, my nuts stay hairy.
Stop.
All up in your teeth, you gotta pick it out. I hit it from the back, bitch, you gotta stick it out.
Stop.
My dick up in your mouth, bitch, and don't be scared. Know you heard my songs, I'll be very aware.
Go.
So don't forget the balls, got to slurp it all. Black Brad Pitt, Angelina on call.
Stop.
And we gon' bow, straight to the playoffs. 82 games, bitch, no fucking days off. All these hoes on my deck, cause I'm the Black Brad Pitt.